Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
All right, so I got to ask you this question. Can changes in your wardrobe, yes, your wardrobe, actually affect your outlook on life and your health? Well, I have an amazing guest with us, and I'm so excited to have Robin Saperstein. She is the founder, I'm sure CEO, the president, and everything else of a company called High Heel in a Haystack. And I love this woman so much, and here's why. She truly believes that when you look good, guess what? You feel good. And I have often said, I think when people feel good, they actually do better. And I think if you look around the world right now, we all need to be feeling as good as possible and doing our best to help one another out. But first of all, Robin, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be a part of this today.
Yeah, we're excited too. Okay, so you are a former fashion designer. Can you just give us a little bit about your background? How did you get into styling?
Sure. Well, I started out as a designer, and you know, I always have been creative, and I kind of thought, and I've always loved fashion, so naturally I thought, oh, I'll be a fashion designer. And after doing it for about 10 years, I realized, you know, even though I liked it, it really wasn't my passion. My passion really is working one-on-one with individuals and seeing, you know, the confidence that it brings when styling. And that's really, you know, why I kind of did the switchover.
I think it's amazing, and that, and, you know, when you think about my practice or Dr. Decker's as well, we're always about treating the individual. And I know that you actually, when you go and somebody is your client, you style them based on their body type, their individual lifestyle, who they are, and what their desires are. I actually know a little bit about this because I'll have to admit, I am a client of the lovely Robin Saperstein.
Oh.
And I didn't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be very interesting then.
I didn't know how much help I needed. Yes, I didn't know how much help I needed until she. I had no idea what was going to go on. This was suggested by me, by my part of my team. We're like, dude, you need some help. And when people tell me I need help, I'm like, okay, I'll just go. I'll sign up. I'll do it. And I did it. Right. And I tell you, it was a life changing experience for me. And I'm gonna share a little bit more with that, but. Robin, can you tell me a little bit more about your some clients and some of the results as far as their outlook and their therefore health and feeling better when you do this? You sort of, and tell us about the packages that you offer through High Heel in a Haystack.
Right. Okay. You know, I would say about 95% of my clients are women, and you know, I do have a lot of men, and usually what happens is it's usually the husband or the boyfriend or somebody that sees this, you know, woman transformed. And because, you know, the name of my company kind of caters more towards women, but I definitely work with men as well. And, you know, I have a whole range of people, but, you know, a couple that really stand out are those that, you know, have come to me maybe after having a baby and or two babies, or, you know, and they've kind of lost their way. They've focused so much on their family and their kids, which is great, that they've kind of forgotten about themselves and maybe let themselves go or not really focused on, you know, how they look, and then kind of feel, you know, schlumpy and just, they just don't feel cute anymore and they want to get back to that. And so that's where I come in. And, you know, some of them even have to lose baby weight or, you know, and after losing weight, you may not even know what your body looks like anymore because you're so used to seeing yourself as you were, you know, weighing more than what you currently are. So, you know, all of that is you know, it can be difficult, and you kind of, and also the one thing I do want to say is that, you know, style and, you know, looking good in what you, with what you have on, it doesn't come naturally to most people, and we all have to get up and get dressed every day. And so, you know, there is a little bit of, you know, I'm not sure. Yeah, exactly. You know, and
Robin, I got a quick question for you. How did you take the girl who, you know, this was a nurse who sung in rock bands, who was in my cardiology class wearing overalls, a t-shirt, and the same. Okay, I just thought I'd mention that. How did she become what I'm seeing now? And how did you get her to do it? Because when
what are you seeing now?
When I see Holly's look, what I see is the same person with the same confidence, the same laughter, and the same jokes, but more, but able to connect with audiences more. You know, the audiences and television and all these people, they want you, they expect a certain way to look, a certain design. But the amazing thing that I'm seeing here is that when I watch Holly's TV show on Varea, I still see Holly. So yeah. I see the clothes, I see the hair and all that, by the way, spectacular. But I also still see Holly.
Right.
Isn't there that, you didn't take her away. You didn't dress her up in a business suit and take her away.
No. And that's actually, that is, you know, so important to me. That is number one, is that I always say to my clients, I just, you know, I want you to be you, but maybe a better version of, in the sense, you know, you just feel a little more confident. And I, it's very much, you know, to each individual. You know, I ask a bunch of questions before I meet the client, you know,
it's really about them. Yeah, and two of the words that you used with me that I thought were really important were update and elevate.
Yes.
And that's what we did. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. It's because I want you to stay true to who you are, and I listen to all the things that you love and all the, you know, your lifestyle. I mean, I'm not going to dress you in a way that it's, you know, if you are somebody that you go, you know, and you work in a casual environment, I'm not going to take you out and buy you, you know, suits and pencil skirts and all these things that you don't need just because maybe you read somewhere, oh, everyone needs to have a pencil skirt and everyone needs to have, you know, a suit or whatever. And it's really important that people understand that it's, you don't have to have certain things in your wardrobe. It's all it's all based on who you are and your lifestyle. So it is about elevating and updating.
I wish that all of our listeners could have you it was amazing what I went through. I mean, she got into my closet, then we went shopping, and then she came over and styled, and I have pictures now, like my closet looks like Clueless, and I just have these, like, I wake up every morning, I'm like, okay, what am I going to wear? It's still a
little movie Clueless. It doesn't look Clueless. Yes. It just looks
Yes. No, I knew I was Clueless before Robin got a hold of me. But so what would you say if I could, and I know this might be asking a little bit much, but could you give a couple tips to the listeners for their existing wardrobe? I know it's very hard to generalize because you do treat very individually, or treat, yes. Right. You could maybe call it high heel, H-E-A-L, in a haystack. But what would you say to the listeners?
It really is, though.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. And I really think that when you feel more confident, when you've got a brilliant person who knows what they're doing, I don't like people to manage their hormones by themselves if they don't. So I have them come to me. But seriously, from a style perspective of being confident, and you got to go to somebody like Robin, high heel in a haystack. What would you say to the listeners just to give them a couple tips for their existing wardrobe or little things that they could pick up to maybe elevate and update?
Okay, a couple things. Well, one, I think that, you know, the number one key to style is confidence. So that is so important. So with whatever you put on, just feel good in it. And if you don't, then don't wear it.
That's such great advice.
That's great advice.
And I also think that, you know, figure out what your best feature is. And if you just look at yourself and you can't think of anything because you're so hard on yourself, which you shouldn't be, is, you know, ask somebody that you trust. Maybe it's a partner, husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, and ask them what they think your best feature is, and then that's what you should focus on. If it's your legs, you know, wear a skirt or wear shorts. If it's your shoulders or arms, make sure you know, maybe wear tank tops or t-shirts or something to show off your arms. Or accentuate the positive. If you have really beautiful blue eyes, wear blue shirts, you know, to make them pop. You know, little things like that will help for sure. And I think it's that is very important to do.
Great advice.
Okay, so we have the lovely Robin Saperstein with us, and we're going to have her back too because I think these segments, when we have guests, are way too short. She has a company called High Heel in a Haystack. You can find her by going, of course, to the internet and highheelinahaystack.com. I think one of the most important things that Robin says is if what you wear, it feel good in it, and if you don't feel good in it, guess what? Don't wear it. Accentuate the positive. That means that I'm going to be styling my nose for the rest of the year. Thank you very much. And it's all about updating and elevating, which I think such great words.
Not changing.
When it comes
to
your style. All right, Radio MD, thanks for listening. Please stay well.